Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. Should prisoners who are on death row be allowed to donate their organs when they're executed? This issue keeps coming up again and again. There has been a recent case in Ohio of a man who exhausted his appeals, facing execution, requesting that he be allowed to donate his organs when he is killed to his mother and his sister. Sister's on dialysis, mother has a heart problem. This issue comes up continuously. We've heard a case like this coming up in Oregon. Many, many people keep saying, if we're so short on organs and executions are happening, why aren't we using prisoners? And particularly when the prisoner themselves raise the opportunity or raise the issue to say they want to do it, why don't we let them? Can't we make something good happen from something evil and tragic? The Ohio prisoner, by the way, was sentenced to death for child murder. He was an absolutely evil and bad person. And I think one of the issues that confounds this notion of allowing prisoners to donate organs is, should we allow them to do something that might get them viewed as heroes when they've done terrible, heinous things? That is to say, if we're going to punish people, part of the punishment is that they can't redeem themselves. And so maybe organ donation ought to be off limits because it makes someone who did something terrible, whom we're going to execute in some states, look like they're not such a bad person. Well, that's a battle, if you will, about theories of punishment. But there are some other more practical and medical reasons why prisoners who are going to be executed just don't make great candidates for organ donation. Some are medical in that prisoners on death row are older. They go through an appeals process. They're there a long time. They're not the strongest candidates in terms of their health. They're also in environments where they're likely to pick up infectious diseases. They may get to these environments having led a pretty criminal lifestyle and already carry infectious diseases. If you're looking for healthy donors, death row isn't the best place to try and find them. There's another problem. When we think about organ donation, remember, execution would have to be done in a way that would permit organ donation. For vital organs, you have to be on life support. You can't just get the heart out of someone who dies in the emergency room or in the street because the tissues are going to be damaged fairly quickly with no oxygen. I don't think the process of execution squares up with the reality of organ procurement. That is to say, we'd almost have to execute someone in a hospital room. We'd almost have to use techniques that didn't ruin their organs. Certainly no electrocution. Possibly some of the drugs being used might damage organs as well. So on medical terms, capital execution and prisoners who are going to be killed for crimes in the United States, it's not really the best medical group to go to. In practical terms, trying to get organs from someone who's being executed, waiting to pronounce them dead, having the public view the execution, where you're going to take the organs out in a sanitary environment, I don't think it's practical. So even though the idea keeps coming up again and again, it's probably one we should lay to rest. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center, and thanks for watching.